you recently wrote an article about the Frack Pack. What is that?
So it's a collection of House Democrats who are coming together. Some of them hail from states that have been really involved with fracking, and they're introducing legislation that would impose additional environmental regulations on the operations of fracking, mainly having to do with water and air quality offsets that tend to be associated with fracking.
Well, there are a couple of representatives from Colorado in the Frack Pack. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think it's led by Representative DeGette, and the other is Joe Neguse.
Yeah, Joe Neguse is also co-sponsoring a major public lands bill for Colorado with Senator Michael Bennett. What's some of the legislation that's being introduced?
So all of these legislations have been proposed in previous Congresses, but obviously with House Democrats in control, they're take on kind of an added importance. The one that was actually introduced last week was a bill called the Safe Hydration is an American Right in Energy Development Act, or for short, it's called the SHARED Act. It would require oil and gas companies to report the impact their natural gas activities have on local water quality. They would need to regularly test and make publicly available data on water sources within a half mile of the drill sites. But some of the other ones include bills that would eliminate what's called the Halliburton loophole, which prevents subfracking activities from certain parts of the Safe Drinking Water Act. This one specifically would require companies to disclose what chemicals they're using in the actual fracking solution that gets shot into the ground.
This is like a dream come true for anti-fracking activists. I'm wondering if you know what the oil and gas industry thinks of these.
Right. I mean, it's legislation that's sponsored by environmental groups as well. Some of the members of the Frack Pack tend to be some more of the more environmentally friendly members of Congress. And just because it's been introduced doesn't mean it'll actually get enacted. Industry, of course, is opposed to this. They wouldn't want more regulations. And they may have an argument that the states have actually imposed a lot of these regulations on them to make fracking safer over the past decade. But, you know, some of the wounds caused by the kind of initial Wild Wild West stages of fracking have left kind of bad memories about the practice.
This article is based on a letter that was circulated among House Democrats by this Frack Pack. What's in the letter?
It's a very common Capitol Hill thing. It's called a Dear Colleague letter. It's basically the Congress men and women sending around this letter seeking for additional co-sponsors to sign on the bill to kind of build support for the bill so they can take it to the committee leadership or to the House leadership to say, hey, look how many people are actually supporting this. Elsewhere in the letter, it kind of lists organizations that have endorsed the bills, including tons of environmental groups like the Sierra Club, the League of Conservation Voters, et cetera. And it just kind of outlines what is actually in the legislative package trying to get them on board.
One of these has already been introduced, the SHARED Act, as you mentioned. And you said that this is a package of legislation. So does that mean they all have to go together?
No, it likely will move separately. But it kind of remains very unclear right now what the future of this legislation is. Most of the bills are going to get assigned to the Energy and Commerce Committee. But notably not signed on to the bill is Energy and Commerce Chairman Frank Pallone. So that may be a hurdle that these supporters will need to get over before they can actually get the legislation moving. Even if it does pass the House, it would still need to go through the Republican Senate, which remains very unlikely. And even in the event that it does pass the Republican Senate, it would have to go through the White House, which President Donald Trump has been one of the largest supporters of the natural gas industry that we've seen.
So in the long term, what do you think the benefit is of introducing these pieces of legislation if it doesn't look like they're going to go anywhere?
Sometimes they're what's called messaging bills. They're a way to kind of keep the industry on notice, or they're a way to honor their constituents or to show environmental groups that they're paying attention and looking to get their priorities done. It may be also be something that gets thrown into the appropriation process at some point or another. some of these are just ideas that are kicking around that they want to get out there, and maybe the support isn't there now, but maybe they can build up a coalition to get something done in the future under a different president or under a Democratic Senate or something like that. So it's more about the future more so than the present.
Well, Jeremy Dillon, reporter for E&E News, thanks very much for the story and for taking the time to talk with me today.
Yeah, no problem.
That does it for this week's News Brief on KDNK. I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.